Alrighty, away we go. It is a John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Welcome, everybody. It is September 11th, Wednesday, 2019, 18 years ago. I don't have to tell you what was happening. We, of course, pay tribute today to those we lost, the first responders, the country as a whole. But at the same time, we are Americans. We have forged forward and we carry on. We persevere. And that means we still provide a bit of a release from harsh realities, give you some comedy relief. And that's exactly what we did as always today. Odell Beckham is where we started out. Vaping has come under fire. We talked a little bit about Bryan Adams sandwich preferences and ranch dressing popularity. I just realized how much food and vices we talked about in the 6 o'clock hour. Amazon has a new mail robot. It's Long Song Wednesday. We spun the wheel once again, and our musicologist and author buddy, Chris Epting, he stopped by to do some cocaine, and we still were talking about Steve's second child, which was born yesterday. He is out for the second day in a row. He'll be back tomorrow. Thankfully, the computer and I weren't getting along in spots on the show today, as you will hear. But let's get to what you're here for. Here's all the best stuff from this morning. It is the Daily Podcast.
This whole Odell Beckham Jr., or OBJ, as he likes to go by nowadays.
Oh, all right. Like, and he's an old president.
Right. And the watch.
Yeah.
He got fined for being in the Browns game on Sunday with a $350,000 watch on.
Yeah.
I've got a picture of it. I should send it to you.
Yeah, sure. Right? I saw it yesterday. It looks nothing like a $300,000 watch.
It's designed by the same guy who does like a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, some is a designer of some famous car.
Okay.
All right. And it's a $350,000 watch. And now he says that he's going to buck the NFL and he's wearing it again this week.
Is it just me, or have wide receivers started to lose their minds?
Yeah.
Were they always this crazy?
Well, they always thought they were special.
That's true.
Yeah.
But they're taking the crazy quotient up a lot lately.
Yeah. I mean, and crazy, especially when you buy a $350,000 watch.
Hi, it's Odell Beckham. Want a watch that'll withstand the harshest punishment? Then get the new $350,000 Odell timepiece. It stands up to the most rigorous elements, like 350-pound linemen coming at you.
I just want something that can tell time.
Oh, it can do that. Plus, it can handle when you're getting sacked and thrown to the turf.
Cool. But I really just need something that'll tell me what time it is so I'm not late for meetings.
It can do that. Plus, it can handle flying pigskins coming at you at 100 miles an hour.
Okay, cool, I guess. But does it tell time?
Yeah. You just have to wind it a lot.
Oh.
So if you want a watch that'll stand up to punishment, get the new $350,000 Odell timepiece. Available now.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
I cannot believe the amount of stories that are coming out now, especially from the CDC, about vaping and what a problem vaping is. Right. And, you know, and everybody, oh, it's just glycerin and water. It's not. And supposedly it's, oh, no. When the CDC gets involved, I begin to believe that, like, oh, maybe there's something else going on here.
Do you really?
Yeah, that's why
I'm still team vape.
Are you?
It's better than smoking a freaking cigarette.
I'm so scared.
You know?
I'm
so scared. So you're the person that should be vaping up a storm.
No. I mean, I won't touch that stuff. Right.
Yes. Obviously.
Yeah. No. You won't touch the vape juice.
You won't touch the other juice. The other juice I'll go fine with, but not the vape juice. But then the folks at Juul, do you know the government's after the folks at Juul for false advertising?
Well, that's like the Google of the vaping world.
Yeah. I mean, but it's they're talking about false advertising.
I didn't know that part.
Well, yeah, here's the report. Or at least the report should be there. Right, or here's the report.
Recently, lawmakers accused the makers of Juul e-cigarettes of breaking the law by running fraudulent advertising. We'd like to take this time to apologize. Flavors like bubblegum, chicken nuggets, cotton candy, peppermint lollipop, and Gerber's strained peaches for toddlers were probably not the best choices for our product. We've also decided not to run celebrity campaigns that include the spokespeople Tickle Me Elmo, Dora the Explorer, and SpongeBob SquarePants. Again, we apologize if our intent in advertising sent the wrong message or targeted the wrong demo. We're sorry,
and happy vaping.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
Damn, that was a great summer. I don't know about the rest of you. 1969, I was 19 years old. There was nothing I couldn't do.
That's not the one that Bryan Adams is talking about.
It's
you
not,
know that.
Really?
He was like nine in the summer of 69.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Really? Because he's old. He's old now.
He is, but take that age for the pun that it is, because that's exactly what he meant.
The first time that I met Bryan Adams, it was like this first album had come out. They brought him around. We went to a Jewish deli that was in the neighborhood. Right?
Wow.
And is it in New York?
Okay.
And he orders. This is what he orders. Now remember, he's Canadian.
Yes, right? I'm excited for this.
And he orders bologna on white bread.
Come on.
With mayo.
Come on.
To which the waiter said, no.
That's prison food, Brian. They call that a cold pack.
He said, no. He's just like, no, I won't bring you that.
I refuse. Get back to Canada.
70 degrees outside right now. Mixed sun and clouds. Hot and humid today. Temperature going to have to 91. It'll feel even hotter than that. But 70 right now. Our new feature, Song Stories. Today, and ironically, today of all days, it's all about a song that was inspired by a shooting, right? And not that we didn't have enough death on this date, but I don't know. In a way, it kind of works because it is a tragic day. Yeah. And so and we will do a 9/11 salute throughout the morning. But Cindy is giggling off in the background. So have you ever had bologna and mayo?
Yes, unfortunately, in my school lunches when I was in grade school.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a thing.
It's not good either.
No. I remember they also used to put butter on white bread for bologna sandwiches at school.
And are they going to throw it in a pan?
No. It's just white bread, butter, and then, bologna.
Yeah, a nice slab of unmelted butter.
Right. Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess public school?
Yes, public school, okay. Of course. Yeah. Of course, right? Because I was afraid of nuns.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
So there's been a small controversy going on in our office, Cindy, ever since Taylor became part of the show.
Okay.
Because Taylor is addicted to ranch dressing.
Oh, yes, I am.
Right, okay. She will put ranch dressing on absolutely anything. All right. As a matter of fact, I heard Connor say that he's had ranch dressing on him, right? Her boyfriend.
I don't doubt that.
Exactly what happens. No, yeah. Parents listen to this show, John. Come on. Come on.
Busted.
Jesus.
Well, I've got great news for you.
Okay, I'm so excited.
All right. Ad Age magazine, which is, an advertising magazine, tracks all kinds of things, and they just put out an article that says that ranch dressing has now surpassed ketchup in popularity.
Yes! This is my day! Oh, my God! I'm so excited.
Last year, ketchup brands combined did $833 million in sales, right? Ranch dressing, $1 billion in sales.
Drops, Mike.
Drop Mike.
Let's take a field trip to the Hidden Valley.
Yeah.
We'll do a remote.
We'll do a remote from the Hidden Valley.
Yeah, book it.
Nice there. That's if we can find it.
Ooh, good point. Ooh. Taylor knows.
Oh, I know.
I don't particularly like
John DeBella.
For the same reason that I dislike
the John DeBella Podcast.
Time now for song stories. And although it, and it is tragic that I'm getting to this song on the same day as another tragedy, but it was back in 1970 that the Kent State shootings happened, Kent State University. 13 students got shot on campus. 4 of them died. And David Crosby, who is one of our favorite guests to ever have on the show, who's just a great storyteller, I asked him about this song because when this happened, it seemed like within days they had a song out about it, and, let's hear what David had to say about it the last time we spoke to him about it.
He didn't present it to us. I watched him write it. He looked at that picture, the one that blew us all away, of the girl kneeling over the guy on the ground, and was understandably moved, the same as all of us were. That wasn't right. And he wrote the song, and I called Nash. Nash called Steven. We got the studio. We went in, and we cut it. Bing, bam, zip, done. And put it out immediately.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ohio, a Neil Young song. That's who David Crosby was talking about and how that all came about. I remember the day that David called in and told us that whole story.
Oh, me too.
Just, yeah, absolutely amazing, because it was literally the thing happened on May 4th, and maybe by the 6th, I mean, they went in, they recorded it, they pressed it. It was out within like 48 hours.
In the analog days, too.
Right, in the analog days. So, yeah, it had to be pressed to vinyl.
Right.
And I'm just amazing. And really, the most insane miscue I have ever heard in my life.
It was crazy.
For the Bon Jovi to pop on there.
Of all the songs.
Right, you know? So, right, of all the songs right then. All of 70 degrees outside right now. Long Song Wednesday. We're going to get to that Long Song in a little bit. It's coming up at 7:40. So if you got something you want to see pop up on the wheel, text it on into us to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. Mixed sun and clouds today. Hot, more humid than it has been. Temperature going up to 91. It'll feel even warmer than that. 70 degrees outside right now. Cindy, I don't know if you know about it, but, you know, because everything's got to be equal nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
They made an announcement yesterday for Alexa. And they are going to, you know, if you talk to Alexa, right, you know, she responds to you, right? But there are some people who are upset that there's no male voice.
Okay.
Right? So they're going to have Alex.
will it be Alex Baldwin?
No, it won't be Alex Baldwin.
It'll be A-Rod.
It'll be Alex, and he'll sound just as unreal as Alexa does. Uh-huh. But there is a big difference. Like other men, he's not a good listener. He'll probably ignore anything you say.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
102.9 MGK.
Are you trying to remind me that Steve's not here today?
That's only the second time this week. One each show.
Okay.
Good for one each show.
One each show? Yeah. All right, fine. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. 70 degrees outside right now. Mixed sun and clouds. Hot and humid. A high temperature of 91 degrees. Our buddy Chris Epting is going to be joining us at 8:10 to talk Eric Clapton. Of course, Chris Epting, author and a musicologist. But it's that time of the week for us to get to the Wheel of Long Songs, because it is, in fact, Long Song Wednesday. Now, the last time we spun the wheel was the week before we went on vacation, and that came up on the bonus slot, and we got Rod Stewart's Mandolin Wind,
yep,
right? But on the wheel right now is the Stones' Can't You Hear Me Knockin', Skynyrd's Freebird, the listener picks, a lot of great listener picks.
Oh, yeah.
That's really what happens good when you take a week off, right? All of a sudden, everybody remembers, oh, wait, I got to get this song out of here. So we got two slots for the listener pick. Genesis, Tonight, Tonight, Tonight. Meatloaf's Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Led Zeppelin, When the Levee Breaks. I got to read these things sideways sometimes.
That's a dark one.
And yeah, it is. So, yeah, you know, black on purple.
Right.
Who came up with that idea? Because there's no yellow Sharpie, all right? Or at least one that works on this, all right? So, you ready?
Let's do it, man.
Here we go. Spinning the wheel.
Spin that sucker.
Oh,
pass the listener. Oh, man.
All
what
right
is that?
That, my good man, is Meatloaf, right? And Paradise by the Dashboard Light. I got to tell you something. I don't remember the last time I played this on the air. So it has been some time, right? You get it?
I'm trying.
All right. Just put in Paradise. Lose Meatloaf.
I gotcha.
All right.
But I like the Meatloaf.
Okay.
Mom!
I realize you like the Meatloaf, right? You got
you
it?
You should be good, yep.
All right. Then I should hit this button and everything will work out right?
I guarantee it.
You are right.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
102.9 MGK.
If there's a bustle in your hedgerow, 50 lyrical lines that helped define the 1970s, you know who we're about to talk to. Chris Epting is here, our author musicologist buddy. Hey, Chris.
Hey, John, how are you?
I am doing real good. Wait, weren't you supposed to be coming to town any second now?
You know what? I was, and it's been changed to October, but
okay.
I will be. Okay, so mark your calendars, and again, hopefully we can, that's soon. That's
like 3 weeks.
Sometime in mid-October, that's
okay.
The plan right now.
All right, that's 4 weeks. So, all right. Well, let's start off with, you know, it's not often that I get to say this anymore, but let's start off with cocaine.
Times have changed, huh?
I can't believe we're talking about a J.J. Cale song. We were just talking about J.J. Cale the other day and Call Me the Breeze. All right, now we all know about J.J. and Eric Clapton and this song. What do you have for us that we don't know?
Well, J.J. Cale, he's one of those interesting guys that a lot of people may not know who he is, but he has provided, you mentioned the Skinner tune, we're going to talk about Cocaine, but even before Cocaine, in the early 70s, you know, Clapton recorded his song After Midnight, J.J. Cale's tune After Midnight. That was in 1970, and that was Clapton's first solo single.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Clapton was a big fan of J.J. Cale, and it helped earn Cale a record deal and money and publishing and all that, which really kind of got his career to a spot where he could live as a working musician. So that was a big deal. And then we come up to the 1977 Clapton album Slow Hand, and he goes back to the J.J. Cale well once again and grabs the song Cocaine, which again provides like a remarkable boost to his career. And Clapton's got the biggest hit of his career when that thing comes out. What's really kind of funny, not funny, but ironic, is that when Clapton recorded Cocaine, he had just kicked his legendary heroin habit, but he was a coke addict at the time. So only the 1970s allowed for these kind of artistic scenarios, right?
Oh, my Lord.
He could be out there singing it. You know, I don't know if you saw Clapton back then in concert, but the song was always a real centerpiece of his show, where he would let the crowd, you know, sing the word cocaine when it came to the chorus.
Did Clapton ever have a problem as a reformed drug addict? All right, did he ever have a problem singing this song?
You know what he would do? He removed the song from his set list for a number of years because he felt it promoted something. You know, again, when people get clean, you know, they don't want to go out there and promote something. But then when he started playing it again, he actually revamped the lyrics just a bit to include the line, "That dirty cocaine."
That dirty
cocaine. So he makes a statement about it, you know, kind of after the effect of being sober. That's a good question. So he did actually reflect it. I guess you're torn between, look, when it's one of your biggest hits, you know, it's kind
right.
of weird. You have to play it, but, you know, I think he dutifully, you know, made it so that it wasn't a promotional piece as it was back in the 1970s.
It's not often I get to say this, and I'm going to say it twice in one break. Let's do Cocaine. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Getting a little comfortable today, huh, Dave?
Oh, boy.
You know,
stop having kids, Steve.
You know, yesterday, Steve is out because, you know, Kristen had the baby yesterday. And did we get any pictures of the, like, the three of them? That classic husband and wife, she's in bed.
Yeah, she's
he's
exhausted.
Next to bed, holding the baby. Did we get that shot?
It's on his Instagram. I'll
it's
ask
on his
if we
Instagram.
Can post it. Yeah,
all right, yeah, we should post it because people are probably curious about what this baby looks like.
Yeah.
Looks like a baby. Actually, what's really frightening is it looks exactly like Stephen, his first son, when he was born.
Without being a ginger.
Without being a ginger,
right.
Yeah. Well, although Stephen wasn't a ginger at birth, it
That's
took him
true.
About 3 weeks, and then all of a sudden the little ginger showed up.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You know something? You are nuts.
I am.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.